Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
So, Fed Chairman Powell says that, you know, the Fed's going to move carefully regarding these rate cuts. You may not get as many rate cuts as might be baked into the market already, or people might be anticipating. Gee, I don't know, folks. I don't know about you, but I think a lot of people believe that unless they're cutting rates, maybe the economy isn't so great, that inflation continues to be sticky. And what does that mean for the Joe Biden re-election campaign? You know that they want some rate cuts, but that way they can keep telling you how wonderful everything is, even though maybe for you, for me, for other people listening to this program, maybe it's not so good after all. Folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. And glad to be with you this morning here on this Monday, as we head into hour number three of the broadcast. And as I've been saying all morning, you know, we can't do anything about the fact that it is Monday, but we can certainly try to make your Monday a little bit more smooth, a little bit more happy, a little bit more, I don't know. Well, I was going to say festive. But I don't know. 949-822-7959. We have a lot to celebrate, by the way, anyway. 949-822-7959. Head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. We've already gotten a lot of great direct messages this morning. We really do appreciate those so very, very much. And once again, we appreciate Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right. Well, you know, you were just saying as we were heading out to break, was there anything you wanted to add to that? He asked expectantly.
Yeah. look, foreign policy is also domestic policy, and vice versa. And it really comes down to money, and it comes down to regulations. And what we're doing with the Middle East seems to me that somebody needs to be asking the hard questions about rules of engagement. And the same thing necessarily implies, what's the rules of engagement when it comes to the illegals coming across our southern border and northern border, for that matter, or our borders, period? What are these rules of engagement? And then what do these rules of engagement cost us, and what has really been authorized? I mean, I'm looking at something here that says the Biden administration in the year 2022 spent $5.1 billion just to transport, house, and feed and resettle Afghan refugees.
Mm-hmm.
Just Afghan refugees, $5.1 billion. Now, where did that money come from? We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So, who authorized that? And is this a permanent thing? Are these people going to stay here forever?
Well, and this, of course, this is after, you know, the aftermath of the pullout from Afghanistan. And quite frankly, we don't know who a lot of these people are in terms of what their real identity might be or what their background might be.
Well, not only that, but those that did not come to the United States, my sense is that we're also paying for that, or those that did not come to the United States that are settled wherever they're settled. So it isn't just about those that came here. And we don't know what this total number is. And does that $5.1 billion, that was in 2022. What was 2023? And what's it going to look like in 2024?
Indeed. Indeed. Well, a lot of times, you know, these amounts and totals you're even talking about, I mean, they just become, you know, like monopoly money or something.
Yeah.
It's like, where does it come from? Well, in so many ways, we print it or conjure it up, you know, out of literally nothing. And that's just, I mean, it's just amazing. I mean, you know, I've often thought, too, I mean, the amount of money that we've given to Ukraine, can you or I probably have won that war by now? And I know I'm being a little facetious, but the idea is that this amount is just astronomical. Yeah.
It's absolutely true. I mean, why did... You know, remember Biden said it was a minor incursion, what yeah. Russia did. And that kind of tells you everything. You know, then we keep adding these sanctions. And they were saying they were to deter. Well, they haven't deterred anything. And we're now adding more sanctions to certain peace parts of Iran. You know, certain businesses and certain people. Now, is that going to deter them? No.
Right. Oh, right. Right. Well, you know, earlier I was just mentioning that former Senator Joe Lieberman, he's come out and said basically Trump got everything right about the Middle East. You know, I know he doesn't agree with Trump on everything overall, but it seemed like things were going better. We didn't have to simply be in the chaos that we're in right now. One might think, too, that we might have a different story going on in Ukraine.
Yeah. You know, Ukraine's only getting attention because people think that it is continually the most corrupt country that there is out there and that we keep giving them money. But the truth of the matter is a lot of that money didn't go to Ukraine. A lot of that money has gone to our defense contractors. And you know, we don't use tanks anymore. All of our tanks are in Europe. Why weren't they in Ukraine almost immediately?
Right. Well, I think maybe the easy answer is because it probably would have made a huge difference. You know, otherwise it just drags on and on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's something with that, too.
And we've got this administration that is now telling Israel how to fight this war.
You're right. Stay right there, Denise. We're going to come right back, everybody, as soon as we hear these important messages. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
All right, as we roll through the Monday edition, I think this sounds pretty cool, pretty smooth. Ultimately, folks, we like to put a smile on your face as you go through the early morning, the wee hours of the morning in America, and we're glad to be there with you. This is the best job in the world, and we have you to thank for that. I have you. To thank for that. So once again, welcome back to the show, everybody. 949-822-7959. That's the number. We're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour. If you have a comment or question for Denise Simon, stuff we're talking about here this morning. And also, don't forget, head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. So once again, without further ado, as they say, let's talk with Denise Simon again. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Well, you know, it just seems like everywhere we turn, everything is just falling apart, whether it's the border with Texas, whether it's this response. I mean, what does this response say to Iran ultimately? I mean, is it effective at all? Or
no.
Or is it Iran just thinks, well, they kind of have to do that. Will absorb these buildings that get destroyed, but it's not really changing. It's just the cost of doing business for them.
Yeah, Iran's going to get away with it all until we have new leadership here in the United States. And that leadership is going to have to rally allies and partners to do the same thing to address all things Iran. As I said last week, 40 years we've been dealing with this, and we thought the war in Afghanistan went on for 20 and it was bad enough. But it's the same thing with Iran. 40 years? I mean, the prediction after the whole embassy thing in Tehran during the Carter administration, it was easy to predict where the mullahs were going to take everything, including the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, the PLO, Hamas, Fatah, and the rest of them. And there hasn't been enough shame put on, I would also say, not only European leaders, but those in the Gulf states, the Arab states. You know, there should be shame put on pretty much all of them. Now, some of them kind of came around during the Abraham Accords.
Yeah.
But not enough. Not nearly enough. It's disgusting, really.
Well, it really is. And, you know, and we're talking about stuff in the Middle East, but we kind of started off a little bit talking about the border issue. Now,
let me say something about that.
Sure.
I'm looking at an inspector general's report for the Department of Homeland Security, and it's a very stovepiped report. I don't know what these inspector generals that are doing that are really assigned to Department of Homeland Security, but this one's dated just a couple of days ago, January 30th. And the title of it is, let me scroll back, Reviewing Detailed Accounting Report for Drug Control Funds. Drug control funds, whatever the heck that means. And then, you know, page 3, it says what we found. Well, what we found is Customs and Border Patrol management was unable to provide supporting documentation for the methodology used in determining the drug control obligation percentages for each Customs and Border Patrol program office.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Okay, so we have a 17-page report here on a very tightly narrowed topic on drug control, and Customs Border Patrol couldn't provide any information.
Are we surprised by this?
Well, but that is the evidence that Department of Homeland Security is completely, completely there's no government there. It's a free for all, and that's systemic throughout all policies. 100,000 people die a year from the poison of just fentanyl, and DHS is just like, oh well. Customs Border Patrol, you know, they're kind of like, oh, well, we can't do anything because of Washington. So there you go.
Well, but again, it's not apathy. It's not anything like that. It just seems like there is a real focus. Sorry, I had to hit the cough button. There's a real focus on the border of Ukraine, for example, but no focus on our border. And it's as if the more chaotic and worse that it gets, you know, it's like this serves their agenda even more, at least from their perspective. So because because it shouldn't matter if you're a Republican or Democrat, the fentanyl deaths ought to be something that commonly we're trying to stop. And who cares who gets the credit?
Right. But that's just not the way it operates in Washington, D.C. I mean, I've been looking at comments from people in the sublime to the ridiculous on Twitter, otherwise known as X. I'm never going to say X. It's just Twitter. It's always going to be Twitter. But nonetheless, on this this bill that came out of the Senate last night that got released. Okay. Well, first of all, it appears that there's a handful, and Politico's reporting this, that there's a handful of Democrats that are going to, I mean, it hasn't gone to the full floor yet of the Senate, so, I mean, much less the House. But there's a handful of Democrats that are no, and pretty much every Republican is a no.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that tells you that it's not going anywhere. But, you know, Biden is in, where is he, Las Vegas or wherever he was, and he said, this is a great thing, sign it, get it to me, and I'll sign it, blah, 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 blah. Well, Senator Tuberville, this bill destroys American sovereignty. American First Legal. It's worse than the current law. Josh Hawley, screwing the people, this border deal allows illegals to get immediate work visas.
Right.
Immediate. Plus, by the way, they get to vote.
Yeah, why not? I mean, at this point, you know, sky's the limit on that. And you know something else? It's called the Emergency National Security Supplemental Appropriations Act. You know, what is the emergency other than Joe Biden had reversed so much of what was working
right
at the border, he could
right
reverse it. He could reverse the reversal.
Yeah, and he says he's done everything he can. That's not true.
No, it's completely.
You know, remember when Trump got, you know, blamed for what they call it, the Muslim ban? You know, when he signed the executive order in those countries that cannot come into the United States, and a lot of them were Islamic countries. Well, it's now worse today than it was then. And so how about forcing Biden to undo that executive order where he reversed Trump's executive order? You see what I'm saying?
Oh, sure.
Start there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, so
yeah,
anybody from Iran, Syria, Lebanon, sorry, dude. Was what's going on in the Middle East today? No way.
Indeed. Indeed. And this is something that Joe Biden could do. You know, but and especially, you know, if they're concerned about poll numbers or they're concerned about looking like they're doing something at the border, because that's what this whole charade is about, this bill and giving you the power and all this other stuff. It's just a charade. But if you really wanted to reverse his poll numbers or try to anyway, he could do all these things at the border, take credit for it, and he'd be off and running. But they really don't want to do those reversals. They don't even really want the bill per se, or even if they do get it, it's not about really implementing anything that's going to make a difference, don't you think? I know. It's exasperating, isn't it? It's
you know, sometimes you just run out of words. I mean, you know, so then you just go to the facts and just put the facts out there so you let everybody else be as exasperated as you are.
Yes.
And you put the facts out and people still just, their eyes glaze over. They're kind of in disbelief of what you're saying, and after you get it out of your own mouth, you can't believe that you just said it either.
Right. That's exactly it. Hit it on the head, Denise. All right. Stay right there, folks. We're coming right back. More with Denise Simon, FoundersDote.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And we are coming right back after this. Just stay right there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
USA morning news update. In the headlines this hour, this Sunday, the Pentagon ordering and the U.S. military carrying out more strikes on Houthi terrorist targets in Yemen. This comes after at least 85 sites hit in Syria and Iraq. The Biden administration hitting Iran-backed proxy groups after three U.S. soldiers killed in a drone strike last week, many others injured, their bodies flown back to Dover Air Force Base in Delaware on Friday. To Capitol Hill now, where the text of the new border bill being released, former President Trump urging Republican lawmakers to vote against it. Trump sitting down for an interview with Maria Bartiromo on Sunday Morning Futures on Fox News, saying it's no good for the Republicans and, frankly, any Republican that signs it should be ashamed of him or herself. President Biden making a campaign stop in Las Vegas, the president winning the Democrat primary in South Carolina Saturday. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
With you. We are continuing to race through the Monday edition of the program, and we are glad to be with you, of course, this morning. And we have a lot more to talk about, a lot more to tell you about, and a lot more to do. Don't forget, of course, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. We've already had a lot of great direct messages this morning, and we encourage you to do that. It is Monday. We're racing through, and, of course, it's the time of the morning when we're talking with Denise Simon. Denise Simon experience on Facebook and also, of course, founderscode.com. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
All right. Well, you know, one of the things in terms of politics right now is you still got President Trump way out ahead of Nikki Haley.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Joe Biden, victorious and triumphant in the South Carolina primary.
Against who?
Yeah, I know. There's 95%. He got. So I guess that's a huge win. And, you know,
I'm good with that. To be honest with you, I'm good with that. We need him to stay in the race with Kamala, as crazy as that sounds, because he's the easiest one to defeat.
Well, that's right. No, I completely agree.
If we do the right thing.
Well, exactly.
Right things, period. Lots of things. Well, but, yeah.
Well,
you need him to stay there.
One of the things that Joe Biden said over the weekend was that somehow Trump is not for anything. He says, this is the weirdest campaign I've ever engaged in. You know, President Trump, he says he's not for anything. He's against everything. You know, is this one of the reasons why he won't do the Super Bowl interview? Because he'll say stuff like that?
It wouldn't go well. You know, he goes off script, and that's the largest audience that there is in the United States. He didn't do it last year. He ain't going to do it this year. And so they would have to clean up too much of a mess. So that's the reason he's not doing Super Bowl.
Well, I completely agree. And this is the second year in a row he's not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't think President Trump is against everything. I think he's for a lot of things, including border security, dealing with our foes in the right way. He's for cutting taxes. He's for encouraging the economy. I mean, he's for all kinds of stuff. And it seems to me that the Democrats are the ones that are really against things.
You know, there's a way of life that we're all having to live out here now that we didn't have to live under the Trump administration, except, you know, during COVID. And you know, the people, for instance, the people in Texas, okay, the people in Washington, D.C., the people in New York, these are just citizens, the people in Chicago, they're all flipped out now because we don't have any law and order, and because all preference has gone over to illegals. And that includes, you know, money and, you know, free debit cards and cell phones and food and housing and education and health care. But we're not getting that. So they've become such a protected class, the criminals and the illegals, that we're having to live differently because it's adding to the debt.
Right.
So, and the one voting block that really gets ignored in all of this are senior citizens because they're on, you know, they're living on a limited income. And, you know, how many people that are on Medicare are not even bothering to go to a doctor unless it's so bad that they have to because they can't afford it. Because they have to be able to afford rent or insurance or whatever else. So we've all had to change up the way we live. Now, there's a new trend for the Gen Zers who want to buy houses. They can't afford the houses. Even if they could afford the houses, they can't afford the insurance on it. Okay. So what are they doing? Well, they're going over, they're trotting over to Amazon, of all places, and they're buying these modular homes for $25,000, $30,000, $40,000 that are like 600 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they're becoming owners of a home.
That's incredible. I mean, it's the American dream is so based, you know, in many ways on becoming a homeowner, you know, owning real property, that kind of thing, and building wealth as a result of that. And so I think you got a lot of people who become very disillusioned with that idea.
Yeah, I mean, the adjustments that people are having to make just for their own safety. I mean, this poor cat that in Washington that was carjacked, shot in the head, that died. Kind of, you know, where's the mayor? Where's Washington? Where's the House and the Senate on that one? I mean, this cat was just sitting in his own car, waiting for his wife. He's picking up his wife from work.
Right.
And he's shot in the head. And 5 days later, he dies. That's an outrage.
Well, and it's happening on the streets of America.
Yes.
You know, it's just really, it's unconscionable, the kinds of things that we're seeing happening. And it's no longer, it's not just confined to, you know, well, that's there. That's over there. I mean, it could literally happen anywhere at this point.
Greta Van Susteren on Twitter is out there saying to people, don't come to Washington, D.C., period. Don't come visit. It's too dangerous. There's nothing you can do to defend yourself. You know, staying in your car with your car doors locked isn't enough. It's not enough that you can't go to a store anymore because the stores are closing.
Well, that's right.
You know, you've got employees that are being told by management, don't go out for lunch. It's too dangerous.
Yeah, see, but this is exactly the kind of thing, by the way, too, that is propaganda for in the olden days, it used to be propaganda for the Soviets. Soviets would say, look at what happens in the United States. You don't want to live under that system because they leave the garbage on the street for weeks because they had a strike or because there's crime in New York and stuff like that. And our foes make hay out of all this kind of stuff. And it's terrible.
Haiti has been one of the worst countries around for years. And the United Nations actually has an office in Haiti. So much for that. But it's lawlessness. It's gangs. And these gangs are doing exactly what Hamas did in Israel. They're literally going into hospitals and taking people out. They're kidnapping them. Okay. If you start adding up what the United States should be and what the United States is today, there's not a lot that separates the United States from Haiti.
Well, and that, I hate to say, I think is part of the agenda of creating such chaos in the United States, such division. I mean, you got people who want, you know, hey, let's have the state start to secede from the Union. I mean, to break up the United States would be this major a victory for our foes and for evil around the globe, basically. You know, this is for all the marbles on planet Earth. And the United States kind of exists in a little blip in history, comparatively to the last 5,000 years of history. And, you know, but if it ever goes away, there is no other place to go.
No, there's not. There's just not. You know, so much for the Magna Carta, so much for the Bill of Rights, so much for the Constitution, in the pursuit of happiness. We can't even pursue to go to a CVS pharmacy or to a toy store in California because they're closing.
That's exactly right. And then it's called to be racist if you close the CVS in Boston, for example.
Precisely.
Yeah.
You know, and Senator Hawley comes out with, for an honest take on this immigration deal, he just says, item, the border never closes. Never immediate.
Yeah, right.
Work permits for asylum seekers. So, and Mayorkas gets complete decision making on how to throttle who comes in and how many comes in.
You're right.
And it's written such that it cannot be changed with a new president, by the way. So they already anticipated Trump becoming president and he can't change anything.
This is horrible. I'll tell you what, Denise, we'll talk to you again tomorrow morning. Take care.
All right. Thank you.
All right, good morning. And Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Folks, we're coming back with the Watchdog on Wall Street. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through and rocketing through the Monday edition of the program. It's still Monday, everybody. It's very early, and so that means it's going to keep being Monday for a while. And like I said before, we can't change the fact that it's Monday, but we can try to make it a little more easy, a little more fun. All right, so once again, Kyle Warren with you. Head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to send us a direct message this morning. And now it's time to talk with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. You can find out more about Chris and his program. You can also hear Chris on AM 860 The Answer, 5 a.m. Eastern Times on Saturday, and also 5 p.m. Eastern Times on a Sunday afternoons. And let me clarify that, 5 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday morning and 5 p.m. Eastern Time Sunday afternoons right here on AM 860 The Answer. So once again, welcome back, Chris. Hope you had a great weekend.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great this morning. Well, I'll tell you, you know, we continue. I saw this thing earlier. I just want to start off with it because I love your take on what the Fed says, what it does, or what it doesn't do. And I saw this thing earlier, Chris, that said that the Chairman Powell believes that we need to go carefully here and there may not be as many rate cuts as people already kind of thought that there might be. So how does that affect, you know, again, people's perceptions and how the stock market might react? Because have they baked in a lot of cuts, or what do you think?
Listen, did it really say anything? That's the point. I mean, they're not really saying much of anything. They're just, you know, trying to talk and cover all their bases, especially after, you know, probably one of the biggest fumbles I've ever seen at a Federal Reserve, that inflation is transitory. So you got to be very, very careful at this point in time. And now he's being dragged into the election as well, so he's got to be even more careful. You know, Donald Trump has already started, you know, saying that he's going to only lower rates to help Joe Biden. It's political, and we're already into this nonsense. When we know if Donald Trump was running, if he was the incumbent right now, Donald Trump would be saying lower rates, lower rates, lower rates. So, again, it's nonsense at all. It really is.
Well, yeah, I think you're exactly right about that. And but again, it seems to be fodder every day for the news media. There's always something about rate cuts. But I'm with you, Chris. I mean, you know, people have got to, you know, focus on their business, their lives, and not kind of worry the day-to-day things that are happening in terms of the information that we get, because it's always up and down, and it always is going so many different directions at once. But the long haul is important, right?
Well, you know, the Federal Reserve, like I said, you know, they're handling rates. They're trying to deal. They've got a dual mandate here in the United States, which is employment and also inflation. And, you know, as far as the employment numbers are concerned right now, you know, that they point to still a, you know, we'll call it tight. But, yeah, I guess call it a tight labor market to some degree, even though we're going to start seeing more and more layoffs, and those numbers are going to change. inflation, they haven't, you know, obviously done as well. But, again, you got to also point the finger at the fact that, you know, the government continues to spend and spend and spend. It's making up a large portion of GDP. There's only so much that they can do. And I've said this, you know, for a while. I mean, you talk about, can the Fed, you know, bring the price of oil down? Well, I guess if they blow up the economy and nobody, you know, is traveling or doing things, I guess they could. But, you know, there's another side to every single equation when it comes to inflation. There's also, you know, the idea that you produce more of something. You know, right now we talk about housing prices here in the United States. They're still very expensive. And one of the reasons is, quite frankly, is just that there's not enough housing units out there. And, you know, we're the antithesis of China. So, you know, we might want to make it a little bit more conducive to building houses here in the United States that would bring it down. So you can do more than just tinker with rates to bring prices down.
Well, indeed. And that sounds practical. See, I think that's the, this is why you'd never be allowed in the Fed, because you're being too practical.
Right? Well, no, the government, this is one of the problems, and I've written about this extensively. I mean, we're a red tape nation. Now, are we the European Union? No, we're not. But, you know, there's still way too much red tape, way too much government intervention in the free market. You know, we talk about, you know, the price of food. I mean, again, you know, subsidizing farmers and, you know, subsidizing farmers in Iowa, which, okay, first, you know, we have the Iowa caucuses, but we're wasting money, okay, you know, on ethanol, which we don't need. We're putting food into cars. You know, wouldn't it be better if they were growing something else? You know, maybe that might bring prices down to some degree. I mean, you see it all over the country and how the tax code and the regulatory code, you know, force the hand of businesses. You're watching right now in Europe where they're trying to mess around with their, you know, again, they've been farming there for a lot longer than we have. And, you know, the farmers are protesting the European Union and all their, net zero nonsense and climate nonsense. They want to keep their way of life going. You know, we've got to get the government out of the way. And then if we do that, I think we'll see prices come down.
Well, indeed, indeed. Well, prices coming down there would be very good. However, prices, for example, for fast food in places like California, they're going to go up at McDonald's, Chipotle, and other fast food places because of the new minimum wage that's coming into being. And whereas, you know, we want people to make to make good money, but these jobs that were never meant to be, like, in terms of being a fast food worker, was never meant to be a career per se. But what is this going to do to the overall economy and to these restaurants, do you think?
Yeah, it was always it was a stepping stone. And again, we kind of get lost. Everybody should go back and watch, Coming to America and Louis Anderson's character there explaining that, to Akeem and Simi that he was doing what they were doing last year. Now he's on lettuce and next year he makes assistant manager. I mean, that's how it's supposed to go. I mean, I've had all of those jobs at one point in my life too, and each one of them was a teachable moment and you learn from them. Again, elections have consequences. We're a big country. California is going to do what California is going to do, and that's what obviously the people want. So everybody's going to have to deal with the fact they're going to be paying more for, fast food, and everything's going to cost more there because, again, that's, who you decided to vote for.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. And then when people walk in to get a Big Mac or something, they might be a little shocked by what's happening. And then also, Chris, doesn't it mean that there will be less people working in these places because they'll have to turn to more automation or self-serve, that kind of stuff?
Well, that'll happen, too. businesses are only going to pay, so much, what they can afford, and then they're going to find some way around it. And, whether it be with the, self-checkout and kiosks and a myriad of other things. We've already seen that happen little by little. Even some of the other places like Chipotle, even looking towards automating certain parts of their process. Of course, that's going to be the direction. You're going to force the hand of these business owners. It is what it is.
Well, turning to international economic relations, President Trump in a recent interview with Maria Bartiromo on Fox Business was saying that the U.S. needs to impose, some pretty significant tariffs on China. What does that really mean in the grand scheme? Is that something that needs to be done, or what do you think?
Listen, I have no problem if you're going to, you're going to put tariffs. They're putting tariffs on us and making it, equal. But the president's idea of, putting a 10% tariff on everything coming into the country is inflationary. You're not penalizing countries. You're penalizing the people here in the United States. We're the ones that pay the damn tariff. This whole tariff man thing, it's been an absolute disaster. I know that the MAGA super Trumpsters out there are going to get upset. Use your head, okay? Who pays the tariff? We do. When the business is just going to price that cost into what they're selling here in the United States, in the same way corporate taxes is a tax on the consumer. The business is just passes it on us. Mm-hmm. Corporations don't have a money tree in their backyard where they pick it and pay the tax or they pay the tariff. They have to price it into what they're selling. And again, I've got clients all over the country in construction and a myriad of different things. And they're like, yeah, items that we have to import from all these places are up because of tariffs. What are they going to do? It makes the house more expensive. It makes whatever they're building more expensive. It makes part of the manufacturing process more expensive. So we may be building a car here in the United States. You got to import a part from Europe and they got to pay a tariff on it. Guess what? It's going to cost the consumer more.
You're absolutely right about that. Very well said. And Chris Markowski, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning, my friend.
You got to have a good one.
You too. Chris Markowski, everybody. The Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. Folks, stay right there. Top of the hour news coming up. Then we're back.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.